From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. At Fort Bliss, Texas today, President Obama visited with U.S. troops who've returned from Iraq. As NPR's Maura Liasson reports, the visit was a prelude to tonight's Oval Office address about the drawdown in Iraq.
The president told the troops at Fort Bliss that he won't be taking a victory lap tonight or making a self-congratulatory speech. Instead, he said he'll be honoring them.
Because of the extraordinary service that all of you have done, and so many people here at Fort Bliss have done, Iraq has an opportunity to create a better future for itself, and America is more secure.
While the president will not be declaring mission accomplished tonight, he will be marking an important milepost. As of today, U.S. combat troops are out of Iraq, and he wants to make sure Americans know that he has fulfilled his campaign promise to bring them home. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Hamas's armed wing is claiming responsibility for an attack on four Israeli civilians who were killed in a drive-by shooting in the occupied West Bank today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem. The attack comes just before the launch of the first direct peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians in 20 months.
According to the Israeli Defense Forces, unknown gunmen opened fire on a car carrying four Israelis, one of them a pregnant woman. All four were killed in the attack, which the IDF is calling one of the worst terror attacks in recent years. The group was traveling near the settlement of Kiryat Arba, which abuts the city of Hebron. According to the IDF, the area has been stable for several years and roadblocks have been dismantled in the vicinity. The army and police are on high alert, and Israel says it views the incident very seriously. The killings come on the eve of peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and the Israeli government. Hamas is not included in the talks and has vocally rejected them. In the statement issued by the Al-Qassam brigades, the killings were called heroic. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Federal Emergency Management Agency officials are now warning residents along the eastern seaboard to prepare for possible bad weather, even though they are saying they still are not sure exactly what path Hurricane Earl will ultimately take. While initial projections have been that the Category 4 hurricane with its 135-mile-an-hour winds will turn to the north, officials say that could change and residents should be prepared with emergency supplies or to evacuate their homes if need be. Consumers were a bit more confident this month. Business research group The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index was up 2.5 points. However, The Conference Board's Lynn Franco says in many ways the outlook has little changed from a year ago.
Current situation, at least consumers' assessment of it, continues to deteriorate, slightly over the last few months, and that's really being driven by what's happening in the labor market.
Those somewhat upbeat consumer confidence numbers failed to boost Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up, but just barely 4 points. The NASDAQ was down 4 points today. You're listening to NPR. Rwanda now says it is considering pulling out all of its troops from the United Nations peacekeeping mission, starting with Darfur. That comes after a leaked draft UN report that accuses Rwandan troops of carrying out genocide in the Congo. The Central African nation currently has some 3,400 soldiers and 143 police officers deployed in Sudan's western Darfur region. The draft UN report is said to have looked at a number of serious crimes committed by various forces from Congo nations, including charges of genocide involving Rwanda. Rwanda has rejected the allegations as ridiculous. The Homeland Security Department says people should not jump to conclusions about two men detained in Amsterdam after getting off a United Airlines flight. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on an incident that had sparked concerns about terrorism.
U.S. law enforcement officials say two men in Dutch custody do not pose a terrorism threat, and they may not ever be charged with any wrongdoing. The FBI and officials in the Netherlands have been investigating their backgrounds after changes in their travel plans and odd items in their luggage drew suspicion. But authorities now say there are innocent explanations for the travel arrangements that left both men sitting next to each other on a flight from Chicago to Amsterdam. And they say the cell phone taped to a bottle of Pepto-Bismol in one of the men's luggage was a special item that his overseas relatives had requested. Homeland Security officials say the incident shows how quickly authorities can respond to potential threats. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. safety regulators say they've opened a preliminary investigation into reports that Korean automaker Hyundai's best-selling car in the U.S., the Sonata, could be experiencing steering problems. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's investigating consumer complaints the car's steering wheels can come loose. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.